it away. I tried to put one in the air. Welcome to Real Women, Real Talk. Good afternoon. I am your host, Selena Coleman, and I got my co-host with me today.
Good morning. Good afternoon. I always get that mixed up. Welcome to Real Women, Real Talk. This is Nasty Nebu.
Yeah, and so we're about to do a show today on whatever we want, and we want to talk about a woman's worth. Do you know your worth?
Well, first we want to talk about all this rain. How was you feeling Friday?
I haven't been feeling good on Friday. Matter of fact, I've been not feeling well for a few weeks now.
Yeah, I was sick last week, all last week, real bad.
Yeah, I was sick. Even this morning, I got up and said, should I not do it? Should I not do it? Should I not do it? But I kept getting up and going back to sleep and getting up. I'm like, I might as well get up and go do something.
But that little baby blizzard on Friday had me nervous.
For me, it wasn't. I was asleep through the whole thing, so it didn't matter.
Oh, you were lucky. I was praying and hoping somebody come pick me up, drive my car, and drive me home.
I ain't mad.
I was petrified.
I missed it. I slept through it all. I missed it.
I wanted to cry, but I'm like, if I cry, I'm going to be able to see. Shit.
Well, you know, I did a lot of praying because my kids that are not, well, not my kids, but my daughter, she's 19, and she's not too experienced of a driver.
Which one?
Silver.
Silver's driving? Oh, yeah. Well, she drives?
Yeah.
She'll drive that well?
She drives okay. I just did a few extra prayers for her.
She had a couple fender benders.
Yeah. Okay.
Still learning the road.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you total a car, it ain't a fender bender. It's a bend out.
Yeah, she about can't drive. Shit, she can't drive.
Yeah, well, you know, that wasn't her fault. But even with that, you know, I just pray because, you know, when it rains, people in Southern California don't know how to drive.
They tend to speed.
Yeah. They already speed, and they think the rain means go a little faster.
Yeah. It means go around me because I'm not going that fast. I ain't going to be able to do it.
I ain't mad.
I'd be nervous, Nelly.
Yeah. For me, I drive in the rain, no problem. But I had did like a little spin out on the 405.
Oh.
Hit a puddle. And, you know, normally I'm speeding.
I'd have shorted on myself.
No.
Shit. I'd have lost my bow.
Normally I'd be speeding like 79, pushing 80.
Golly.
Yes. But this particular day I happened to be driving slow.
That was the Lord.
Yeah, it was the Lord.
He knew you was going to hit that puddle.
Yeah. I was driving. I think I was going under 60. I think I might have even
been going pretty fast.
It is, but not for California freeways, because people be flying by.
But not where you live in Antelope Valley, but out here in the city, you can't go no 79.
Nah, you can't.
But say 65.
The freeway say 65 too. 79 is, you know, you clear of a ticket. You hit 80, you're about to get a ticket. So I try to stay under the ticket level.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we talking about what today? What's your worth? Do you know
your
worth?
Do you know your worth?
Sometimes I be forgetting.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes I be forgetting.
Satan be attacking your self-esteem. You got to stay around positive people.
You have to, especially when you're not feeling well. Because when you're not feeling well, it's like you got spots where the devil trying to creep in on you and tear you down because you're already not feeling good.
Okay. Looks like Sky going to be joining us.
Yeah, she going to get on the show in a minute, I hope. Or somebody going to get on the show. Do you know your worth, Miss Sky? We putting you out there.
Sometimes.
You too.
Hey, that must be the key word, sometimes. But, you know, us as women, we really need to know our worth all the time.
Yeah. How do we go about doing that?
To be honest with you, I have no clue.
Well, you've been married 26 years.
I have been married 26 years. And a lot of that is my husband spoiling me. Because I came from a spoiled life. But to be honest with you, I started out not knowing my worth.
I think we all probably did.
And I think my husband, like, helped me learn my worth. Because he used to say, you are so beautiful. And I'd be like, you're trying to brainwash me. And maybe after the 1,000th time I look in the mirror and was like, did he brainwash me or are you really beautiful? Oh, you still are really funny beautiful. Looking. Yeah, I know I look funny looking, but I think after about the 1,000th time I was convinced, like, oh, wait, I'm beautiful.
Be pretty. I might do look like
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He's paying attention because I look beautiful? Oh, okay. I thought it was because I had fat pockets. Bam!
Fat pockets and no booty? No, I think he thought you was beautiful. It wasn't about your pockets. It wasn't your pockets, boo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, sometimes you don't know no better.
That's true. But I think a woman knowing her worth comes from her knowing her.
You're right, because
you have to know you first. And really know you.
That's true.
And then that way nobody can destroy your self-esteem, your worth. And it all comes from dealing with situations, dealing with your past.
Dealing with you, huh? Dealing within, dealing with, and you know what? That's a key thing, though.
I thought you meant me. I'm like, yeah, I am something to deal with, but we're not talking about me right now.
We're talking about us in general, and I say that because You hit the nail on the coffin, so to speak, because if you don't know yourself,
believe in yourself,
right, you won't know your worth, and you won't even know if you have any, if it's good worth, bad worth, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And people can easily come around and make you feel differently about yourself.
Definitely. And, you know, and it's sad because our world is full of people who like to manipulate the situation. Yeah. And if you're not a strong person and you allow people to come in and just manipulate your situation, yeah. Then...
When I used to feel sad and probably sometimes get a little low self-esteem, I could always turn to Tupac music.
Yeah,
me help too. Bring me up. You know, Brenda got a baby too. And I fuck all them. Keep your head up, dear mama. Shit, get your self-worth back. Exactly. Tupac let you know you are somebody.
Exactly. And for me, you know, I used to love to go shopping. So it was like, what? Please, let me go just spend
a couple
hundred.
Well, I did too, but that wouldn't help me with my worth if I couldn't buy nothing. I don't do window shopping that well.
Well, I guess it helped having fat pockets to make you feel good, you know.
Yeah, well, I had skinny pockets.
Yeah.
But I've still had some worth.
But in the end, you know, I guess I really didn't, I say I didn't know my worth because the things that I was doing.
Yeah.
And if you really knew your value or if I knew my value, I wouldn't have been out there.
You wasn't living up to your worth.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I thought I was because I thought the paper was the worth.
Well, back then in those days,
it
you know.
It seemed like it.
Everybody wanted to be a baller. Everybody wanted to have fat pockets. I just wanted to be loved. I couldn't cut
nothing,
sell nothing.
I had too much love. Get away, get away. Let me get free. Yeah, I wanted to get away. But that's why I had a daughter at such an early age.
No, you had a daughter at an early age because you was humping early.
No. Humping was what caused the actual
pregnancy.
Yeah, pregnancy. But part of that was not knowing my worth. Part of that was just trying to be out and try to be free and thinking I'm grown.
Well, I overknew my worth. That's how I got pregnant, because I knew I was somebody. Shit, I was strutting and shit. I am worthy. I am worthy. Let me holler at you.
Yeah, no, I didn't get there till later. I was like, what? Wait, we've been married how long? Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. I am somebody. Yeah.
But then that also comes from your upbringing, though.
Yeah.
It does. And part of that was having, I would say, all my uncles, my dad, my brothers did tell me that I was beautiful. But when you running with a whole bunch of boys and there's nothing but men in your life, and the only real person to compare yourself to other than your mother are men?
No, I don't agree with that because I've been around boys my whole life. I was a boy all the way up until I became a girl.
Right.
Oh, wait, hey, you didn't start off as a girl? Well, you transgender
no.
now?
Nah.
You fixed that statement.
See, that's not true because when you got here, you already had girls in your family. Me, I did not.
Yeah, but I hung out with boys way more than I hung out with girls. But I was like, man, I'm the shit. Like, these niggas are weak.
Right. And that comes to... it comes to personalities also. And I say that
so
because
you're just too much of a gangster.
No, because I, well, you know, I tell you this. I started out with brothers who were lowriders. So that was the thing.
Well, all mine did that too, Terminal Island, all that. But I got dressed up to go meet the other lowriders that was coming because I knew I was worthy and they might see my worth.
Well, you know, I got there later because when I was, I started in that lowrider population too early to be lowriding.
What age you started?
I think I was at the hops at 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Like, 9 years old?
Yes.
Who was letting you in?
What do you mean? My brothers was
she had a baby at 13. Come on now.
Exactly. The hop was the shit. No, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I think the first time I went to Crenshaw by myself, and when I say by myself, without my brothers and my cousins, I was like 15, 16.
Yeah, see, I you was out there.
Yeah, and then it wasn't no thing because I already had a 3-year-old.
I knew my worth, but I was in my limits.
But see, that was just it. I didn't know my worth. For me, I was just a person who didn't have no meaning, didn't have a future, didn't have a, like, nothing.
You just
I didn't
care.
No. I lost caring long before. Yeah.
What made you lose caring?
To be honest with you, I have no clue. Because I ran the streets. I remember going to school. I'm going to tell you. Hold on. I'm going to tell you. I remember going to school in elementary school. Going to school and leaving at lunch coming home. I did this probably for about 2 or 3 weeks before the school contacted my mom. And my mom was saying, I didn't realize she was coming home early because normally I walked home an hour and a half later with my brothers. But me, 12 o'clock hit, forget 1:30, I'm going home. I know how to get there.
Okay, it's just out there. Just did mischievous.
Whatever. That's what my mom said. I was just being mischievous. Yes. I don't think so, though. I just thought I was being me, and I wanted to do what I wanted to do. And
yeah, but as a kid, that's a lack of attention.
Is it a lack of attention?
Yeah.
And tell me why.
Because you're the youngest of however many.
Correct.
And you are allowed, or I won't even say allowed. I don't think people were paying attention enough to notice that you were doing
certain things. I was
going to say,
your
things.
Brothers didn't snitch you out. Your brothers didn't, like, you better stay
like
in
everybody
school.
Was too consumed with their own personal
lives. No, they just assumed
lives.
That my mom came and got me. And my mom just assumed that I came home with the rest of the kids.
Therefore, a lack of attention. Because everybody is looking in the wrong direction.
And maybe looking the wrong direction, but I couldn't even call that a lack of attention because I wasn't going home for attention.
No, I'm not saying you were looking for attention. I'm saying the attention that you were supposed to be getting as a child, you were not receiving.
And
that's
agree.
Why
and
you
I
were...
Chose different adventures.
Right.
Wanted to do other things. You wanted to do what your brothers
That's why,
did.
Yeah, you became wild at a very young age because...
Wild.
Without attention.
Well, we wonder what the callers think. Call in and let us know. 323-293-3375.
Oh, wait. Somebody just came into focus over there.
Scott, she's been up there for a minute.
She was out of focus. So
real women, real talk. A real woman's women. Worth. What is your worth?
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to play this poem, actually, too, just because the topic made me, well, it reminded me of this poem.
Who wrote it?
Her name is Dana Gilmore, so I'm going to play it right now. So
okay.
That,
I
this
like
is,
this.
Yeah, this is like a different type of worth. I guess. I don't
spoken
know.
Word.
I don't, yeah,
spoken
I
word.
Don't know, whatever. But basically, you know, we can get into that right now.
All right.
Kansas City, Missouri, please give it up to Dana.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised that my beginning was his end. After all, we were just friends. Although in my world, I was his girl, so I would pretend.
I'm going to need to download that and replay that every morning while I'm sipping on some coffee.
Yeah,
because a whole lot of that shit apply to me. Like,
so are you being average?
Hell no, I ain't average, but I do some average bitch shit. I keep doing that average bitch shit. I'm like, good Lord.
Definitely.
Like, was she talking to me? Girl, get out of my business. What's wrong with her?
Well, she probably was talking to me before I got my ring, because, yeah, you know. But that's just what, back to what I was saying when I'm saying, do a woman know their worth? You know what I'm saying? We tend to, as women, give up a lot before we actually commit. And
all that playing house, huh?
Correct. And I say before we commit, and I say that because we've already committed and we're waiting for them to commit. And we catch ourselves doing things that we normally...
Ain't no snow on the 105.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, you know, we can't do things that's out of character for a person that we don't even know that is really putting their all to it.
That is true. That is very true. It's a shame that we can be so strong as a woman, and if you attach yourself with a non-nurturer, it can slowly eat away at your own strongness.
Definitely.
It can chip away. You have to be with somebody that's willing to nurture you, keep building you, definitely, keep making you feel like you are a strong woman.
Definitely, definitely.
Keep showing you the love and attention that you deserve as a woman, period.
Right.
And when we don't do that, we find ourselves, like she said, making excuses. And bitch, we know we was just your friend.
Right,
why
exactly.
Why the fuck is you tripping? Because I done let my heart in the place of my head.
Exactly.
Like, girl.
Exactly.
Quit running into that brick wall. Walk around that motherfucker and keep going.
Yeah, or hop over it. Shit, one of the
I
two.
I ain't before nine. I ain't going to be doing too much hopping.
You might be able to get hop over that gate. But might need a little boost, but yeah.
But there are many, every woman has a different journey that makes them a little bit different as far as their struggle.
Definitely.
So every woman's going to need a certain type of man to help keep building her.
Definitely.
To help her be strong and go on her journey to be successful. Because what's that saying behind every strong man is a strong woman?
Exactly.
But if you're beating your woman down and trying to manipulate her and tar away at her self-esteem, what does that mean?
Right. But then, you know, it comes back to you feeding off or you giving energy to the person that you with. So 9 times out of 10, when you in a relationship, you're in a relationship, you giving what you get.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm a responder.
No.
Sometimes if I feel love, I give love.
Exactly.
If I feel disrespect and negativity, I find myself giving that off. When all I want to do is love. But if I don't feel like I'm reciprocating that, or, you know, I'm country. If I don't feel like I'm getting that, how do I give that? I can't just openly keep loving somebody that I don't feel I'm getting the same thing back. That's it's going to show in my feelings. I don't know how to fake and act like I'm just ecstatic when I feel like you don't fucking care. I'm going to start acting like I don't care when I know I do. But
exactly.
That's how
I'm
feeling.
Since you don't care, I'm not going to care either.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's whack, though, because men and women are raised completely different.
Yes.
Like, women are, you know, you got a Barbie doll, you watch Cinderella, you know, you dream of the fairy tale your whole life. And men are boys. They start off, trucks, transformers, like, yeah, be tough, be dirty, be grungy or something. I don't know where it is, you feel me? But, yeah.
Yeah.
We are raised differently. Our men and women are raised differently. So women have, like, this ideal of what a man should be, but then a man don't know none of these things that they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
It don't even have to be that women and men are raised different. Men and women are different. Our makeups are different. Our
thinking is very different.
Yes, yes. Our thinking is different. So
what we feel is an issue. They like, oh, what you tripping on?
Exactly.
Well, my feelings is hurt. What do you mean?
Feelings? What's those?
Exactly.
Why do you have those?
Yeah, until they feelings get hurt. Because, you know, men have feelings,
oh, yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah.
And then once their feelings get hurt, then it's a whole different ballgame. Then they cry babies.
Well, I'm always told I act too tough, like nothing bothers me. But then I contradict myself and be like, well, what is happening? I be OG for a minute. Then after my little gangster wear, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, for me, it's more like, I say, I have a saying. I say, my husband runs my house until I get pissed off.
And then he just still lets you think you're running it.
I guess then he lets me think I ran it.
Yeah, because just imagine when he get pissed off.
Yeah, then everybody just leave the house. Yeah,
everybody exactly. Quiet.
Quiet, and like.
Everybody cleaning.
Yeah. Better get it done.
Man. Yeah.
Definitely. I think our young women out there need to know their worth more so. I think it's crazy how we have the younger generation, how they think it's okay to be hoes. Sad to say. Like,
I'm stuck in between two generations, I feel. I feel like I'm in between the ratchet era and then the old school era because I can't use the word niggas. Yeah, well, no, because
you just used the word.
You tired of, or you see what everybody go through, everybody singing these sad songs. Not no more, but I'm saying before. And now women is like, man, this nigga's not on his shit. He not going to get on his shit, so I'm going to do me like you doing you.
Right, right.
But all men aren't like that. You just have to find the right one, meet the right one that really cares about what you feel,
that's a
how
lottery,
you
though.
Feel.
You playing the lottery every time.
Well, I guess I
and
got
then when
lucky
you
for
first get with the guy. You're yes. Like,
but a lot of times it's compromise. Everybody has to learn to compromise. Nobody has to bend over backwards, but it's certain things that you should. I'm sure you and your husband.
Definitely.
You don't agree with everything you do. You let some shit slide.
Well, you know, I used to cook.
Man.
Keyword, I used to cook. I still cook sometimes, but now it's far few in between.
And he don't trip on that.
Of course not. But I used
he's
to cook
learned
every
to
night.
Compromise. Like, it's, you know, do I really want this battle? Is it really that serious?
Babe, can I make dinner tonight? Sure you can. Sure you can.
And I'm supposed to cook breakfast, lunch, dinner, full course meal, all that. Feel no love.
5 days a week.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, 6 days. We might let you slide on Sunday and go get something.
See, and I feel like the younger generation, they go in already thinking it's going to be a bad outcome because what social media has, everybody, like.
Well, I see a lot of beautiful relationships on social media. I see a lot of love and respect given out from the men to their women.
Wait, what part of social media? Because Facebook and Instagram is two totally different things.
Oh, I don't have Instagram. I'm not that savvy. I only have
me
Facebook.
Me neither.
I just learned Facebook Live just a few minutes ago. Shit. Now she want me to be on Instagram.
We're going to work on that. We'll work on that together.
Man. I bet if I scroll right now, I can see like some real trifling memes. And I can pull, I'm about to look, just so I can pull them
I'm
up.
Sure you can, because that is your generation.
Exactly.
See, my generation ain't that goddamn much better. Ain't I single? Ain't nobody that's want to help me with my worth.
Ain't you kind of single?
Oh, yeah, I know. Fix that shit, huh? We talking about for play, this knee boot.
Oh.
We hypothetically speaking. I ain't single for real, but on the show, I'm single.
Well, I'm married for real and off the show. So on the show and off the show, I'm married.
You know how they do in Hollywood. You can't really be, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm pregnant in the show and off the show. So.
And I'm having twins only on the show.
And I'm having triplets.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going to hold them.
They're going to be 4 months apart, though, my twins.
Okay. I know how you're going to work that out.
I'm not going to say
because I'm pregnant and my brother's girlfriend is pregnant.
Oh. Oh, that is right, huh?
Yeah, 4 months apart.
I guess he helped her with her work.
Yes.
Seems like Little Dale's been helping you with your work.
I've been helping him with his work.
Uh-oh.
They've been helping each other with their work.
Right. He's been helping me with my attitude.
Oh, well, that's it. And I need help with my attitude, but in a positive way.
Yeah, me too.
Can't check me negatively if you want me to fix it. I'm a responder.
Right. And that's when we get an attitude.
I respond to love.
Love? Good love or bad love?
Me too.
Good love.
You want to know something funny, though? He thought he was not getting you, and he ended up getting you anyways.
Who?
Dale. He wanted like a real
Oh, yeah. He didn't want to date his mama.
Yep. And
like,
he
that
bro
is crazy. And so is his girl, Sky, just like me.
Well, you know what? That's what they say. Men normally date women like their mother.
And that's why I thought it was funny.
Because my friend said, I'm a pack rat just like his mama. I won't throw away nothing. Why do you have this?
Toss it.
No, I might need it later. Something. But history repeats itself.
Definitely.
See how the bell bottoms came back?
Yeah.
Throw my shit away. I need all that.
I can still fit them shoes.
Man, birthday bags. No, somebody gonna have a birthday. Throw that away. I spent $5 for that shit.
Girl, you better learn how to shop at Dollar Tree.
I do, but I want to keep that too. Shit, I want to keep it all.
The $5 bag and the dollar bag. Okay. I ain't mad. Definitely.
I think she was doing the chopsticks on us. What that mean?
Maybe taking a break? Yeah.
We're going to take a break, probably listen to some Tupac.
And then
so many tears.
And then when we come back, we'll talk about some, you know, this is Black History.
I know, and I don't see none of that going around at my job.
Well, I haven't been at work.
They've been so focused on ICE picking these people up, they ain't thought nothing about those colors.
That's deep.
Ooh. I'll be back. Hey, yo, sure.
All right, welcome back. This is Selena Coleman. I am your host with Real Women, Real Talk, and I have my co-host,
Nasty Nebu, Real Women, Real Talk. Welcome, welcome.
Definitely welcome. You know, I wanted to say one last thing about a woman's worth. I believe that when we realize our own worth, then we don't stand for nothing less. Once we know our worth as an individual, and that's whether it's a woman or a man.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you're there,
you don't settle.
You don't settle. And if you don't feel like your partner is giving you what you need or what you want, you give them an opportunity to either step their game up and you let them know, or you let them know that they're going to be.
Or you both step your game up.
Right.
Because there's always two sides and there's two of you. So everybody got to try.
Definitely.
And how was your Valentine's?
My Valentine's, it was nice.
Okay.
I slept. I told you I haven't been feeling well, so I slept all day. My daughter went out to dinner, and we were supposed to go, and then she just brought us food home because I wasn't feeling well. But other than that, I had a nice Valentine.
Okay, I did too. I'm going to give out a shout to my boo, Layla Mont Henry. Came home to some...
Hey,
well, you know, we talking about Valentine's now.
Oh, okay.
You know, this is truth here. Thank you so much, Mr. Layla Mont Henry. I came home to some beautiful flowers, a candle lit, a nice card.
Okay.
So I felt worthy for the
That's
moment.
That's good. That's good.
It felt good.
Came
home, it was balloons, strawberry. I was like, whoa, he done went out the way. No, them strawberries from Sky, for Little Dale, balloons all over my house. She didn't even bring me a petal or nothing.
You want my Valentine?
What?
He wasn't my Valentine either, though.
I got to watch... her littlest Valentine open his Valentine gift.
Tyson?
Yes.
Okay.
And he just went chocolate, more chocolate. I said, Tyson, should you be eating all that chocolate? He's like, no, Grandma. But I think I'm going to eat it anyway.
that was probably like the worst idea ever. I had gave them all like a whole bunch of candy. And Tyson took it overboard. He ate all the candy I gave him.
He had this big old giant kiss, you know, those big kisses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because every time he bit it, if you see the four little teeth marks, it looked like almost like if a mouse or something.
Rat.
Yeah, it was biting on it. It was so funny. And it took him a couple of days. He just finished that yesterday, matter of fact.
Oh, wow. He's going to have a diabetic shot.
He picked it up like... Mm. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take this with me. I started laughing.
Yeah,
okay.
He likes snacks.
He loves chocolates.
Probably
he's
get
a chocolate.
It from his mama.
I don't think she's a chocolate person like that.
I don't like chocolate by itself.
Yeah, because she was killing them Reese's.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I like chocolate with stuff, like Reese's, Kit Kat.
Chocolate with stuff. Dilla chocolate. Like that chocolate stuff, Sky. Little light bright.
Yeah.
But we were saying Black History Month.
It is Black History Month. I'm sure they're doing something at my job, but I haven't been there all month.
Well, they're not representing it at my job nowhere. I ain't seen nobody wear a dashiki. I ain't seen nothing. I ain't even seen a Harriet Tubman poster. Nothing.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I haven't even seen Roots on cable. They ain't even showing that.
Nah, they not.
They showing all Denzel Washington movies. Wesley Snipes, Blade. I'm like, where is Roots? Where is Rosewood? We ain't see Coach said, Carter.
Wait, Denzel and Wesley, they are the, you know, the Roots. They just not Roots.
No, these kids nowadays need to see Roots. Yeah, the they real do Roots. Chicken George, Kunta.
Did you see the remake of Roots when they had played it?
I didn't watch that because I don't want nothing remade. I already saw the first real shit.
Exactly, but it had to be remade for the younger generation because the old Roots is old. I mean,
it doesn't matter. If you can read and comprehend, you will understand.
But the way technology is set up good? Nowadays, yeah, I thought it was good.
I haven't seen it, so I might have to.
I didn't want to watch it at first, but my brother was watching it in my room, so...
Well, they didn't even play that. At least they could have played that. Mm-hmm. We got all horror month.
Well, I'll give y'all some facts about Black history. My husband's great aunt was the first African American pilot in the United States. And she was a female. She had to go to France, I believe it was, to get her pilot license. Her name is Bessie Coleman. That is my father-in-law who just passed. That was his aunt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we got some straight, direct connect.
I almost
Black
like,
history.
Scott, I was almost like, was she at the funeral? Not. Bet not have been.
She was there in spirit.
Yes, I'm sure she was there in spirit, definitely.
Wow,
definitely.
That's probably what's in this cup. Like, was Bessie there? Did Bessie show up?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, there's no Black history celebrating, and they're not really focused. I didn't see much on the news or anything, probably because they focus so much on ICE.
I think they focusing so much on Trump.
What ICE?
Trump trying to Trump everything. He going to Trump Black history. He going to Trump Cinco de Mayo. He going to Trump.
But we're the ones supposed to keep it live.
Watch it, yeah.
We're supposed to keep it live. We can't depend on him to represent us. Yeah, it's going to be all type of tostadas and tornadas.
Don't let it fall on the
Well, no, probably not because they ain't going to be out there at them trucks.
Cinco de Mayo is always popping, though.
I ain't seen too many of those little trucks now. Ain't seen nobody coming down the street. Blowing that
tamales.
Horn with no corn. Yeah, and no corn. Like, I don't know if they've been already picked up, but.
Well, we still see them on our corner. They ain't got corn no more. Now they got the fruit. So they there still with the fruit.
They ain't reached Antelope Valley yet.
Nah, they ain't reached us yet.
They coming.
They ain't worried about the Mexicans.
About
they
the Bloods and Crips.
Exactly,
still.
Exactly.
Out there?
Yeah. Okay.
Because it was a Blood who shot Officer Owens.
Correct.
The officer that got killed in Palmdale.
When was that?
Sometime, like what, December? November? Okay. November, December?
So they still
know.
On them?
Yeah, so basically they got a bounty on.
Oh, yeah,
their
like
heads
you were saying.
There.
Right.
$1,000?
Yeah.
As long as they wear blue and red.
If they black, it don't even matter if they wearing blue or red. They going to get pulled over. If you black in between the ages of 16 and 100.
Well, why is you trying to move my baby out there?
Because he's not going to be in the crowd.
But he's black.
Everybody black.
You don't have to go outside.
To the store.
Well, let me explain something to you.
I mean, you can't be scared.
We going to say this. When it's your number, it's your number. It don't matter where you at. It don't matter what you doing. Because if it's your number, you can be sitting at the table and croak.
Well, I ain't trying to push my number in front of nobody else's number. Keep your number. Shit. You number 9. Shit.
We will pass 9. We probably at 900 trillion.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, when I go, I won't go sleeping.
I ain't mad.
Because I don't want to know about it. And
I don't even want to be talking about this.
Funeral. Because if I ain't going to be able to see what I look like in the casket.
Well, you know, I'll say this. There's only two things guaranteed. That we going to stay black.
That's
and we're going to die one day.
Look at Michael Jackson. He did not stay black.
Yeah,
So that one is not guaranteed.
No.
The only one that's guaranteed.
For me, that's guaranteed.
You're going to die.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yellow.
That's so funny because.
You get caught in a little burn fire.
I was just saying, I might change my nationality. I'm no longer black. Today, I'm Latino now. Can I pass?
Well, you know, that's what my little extended brother, Mikey. Scott, you know Mikey. He worked downtown at a restaurant that's connected to the hotel. and ICE came in. They was protesting. Nobody know. I guess the SAs, no Mexicans went to work.
Right.
Because they came and got like 12 of the little people that cleaned the room.
Right.
And he said, I was telling them, go home. Why are you here?
Right.
So he's Mexican and black. And right. he said, the guy came up to him, was like, do you have ID? And he's like, do you got a warrant? He said, but he looked at me like, no, I'm not sure if he's Mexican or if he's black. And right. I'm like,
well, if ISIS show up, I'm black again, y'all.
Yeah, so. Right.
You gonna be police out- show up? I don't know. Is there? You I'm other. You I'm other.
But you supposed to be. You got a social security card, don't you?
Yeah, dude. That don't mean nothing. You used to buy them back in the day.
Well, I ain't buy mine. Mine came from mine Illinois.
Mine is legit, too. Mine is legit, too.
Mine ain't green, blue, orange, none of that.
It should be blue.
No, it's white trimmed in blue.
Okay, white trimmed
in blue. I got one in 69.
Well, somebody sold my social, so.
Whoa. Yeah. Somebody. You had to get a new one?
I ain't got it yet.
So, ooh, they might come get you, girl.
But not only that,
I'm too hood.
They already used they already used your information twice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know that's common. That's common, especially out here in California.
What's common?
Buying Social Security cards.
Oh yeah, I mean everybody's done that.
I work for social.
No, I ain't never done that. For the record, but I don't do stuff like that. Well, I don't know if I'm single, if I'm buying illegal shit. I don't know. Take my cup, Sky. Take my cup.
I work for social services, and so we'll get somebody that's the first time ever applying, and when they come in, their information has already been used.
That happened to me when I went to apply for county. Somebody used my information in 2000. And they were like, oh, you had a case in 2000, and I guess I maxed out. I said, man, I was in fifth grade in 2000. What do you mean? So who was I in here with?
Well, your mama was humping and hanging out at the hop. And
I was working by then. See,
that's the difference. My parents gave me too much attention.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But, you know, it's funny because I tell my grandson, the youngest one, I say, don't be the follower, be the leader.
Yes, always.
And he goes, yes, grandma. And I tell him that all the time because whatever Cheney does, Tyson wants to do it.
I used to always tell Dale that as a child, but I forgot to tell him that don't apply to me. Don't lead me. I don't need you to lead me. I meant you don't be a follower. Be your own leader. I ain't need you to be my leader.
I'm the parent.
He got too much confidence.
I raised him right, but I was supposed to tell him, don't apply that with your mama.
And you're supposed to say, stay humble, because he is not humble. He'd be like, what?
You love it. You like that rough ruggedness.
No, I'm breaking that. What you mean? That's the part I'm going to break. Mm.
It's good to be humble.
Don't be like that with your girl either. What you mean?
You'd be like, my girl need to tone down then.
She came from hard parents.
Yeah.
Her mama and her daddy hard.
Yeah. But I'm not hard. I'm just strict.
Yeah. She was so sweet. When I first met Scott, she's like a little poodle.
That was like 30 years ago.
She was so sweet. Somehow she became me.
That's so funny.
That's what had to happen. You feel me? That's why he don't understand why he loved me so much.
This lady here, how'd you guys like the NBA weekend? I think the game is on now, huh?
Oh, I don't watch sports.
You don't watch sports? Girl, all the men running up and down that court.
I've been asleep, y'all. I slept for almost 3 weeks straight. I've been in bed, literally sleep.
You know, little sprinkle here and there.
I got up, took a shower. I had no choice.
Okay. Because I know you done made your husband sick then.
No, he ain't even. He like, stay on that side and I'm good.
Wow. You went to the doctor, though.
I did go to the doctor.
You could have pneumonia.
No pneumonia. I went to the doctor a few times, got me some notes to stay home in bed so I could sleep.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, this morning, the same thing. I started to say, like, can we not?
Well, I enjoyed the NBA dunk contest. Mr. Glenn III, Mr. Jones, they was doing it. I really liked it.
Okay,
and then they had the celebrity basketball, and they had the little boy with needing another liver transplant.
Uh-huh.
And they let him play and get his little dribble on.
Okay.
Had him mic'd up on the side. He really enjoyed that. So that was very nice.
Okay.
That was real nice. We going to get home in time to see the game.
Yeah, we going to get home in time for me
to
go
back to bed.
I don't know about
y'all. Y'all got to get up that hill.
That's okay. I'm going to go back to bed.
Anything flooded out there?
We had a lot of flooded stuff. We had Challenger and K was flooded. It was kind of funny because on the west side of Challenger, it had four lanes, two turning lanes, and then two straight lanes and the little side lane. But as soon as you pass to the east side of Challenger, it all went to one lane.
Wow.
So that was kind of funny. I'm like, how you go from four lanes turning the two lanes, and then, you know, people on the other side trying, instead of turning, they gonna think they gonna go straight across. No, you ain't going. One guy, he decided he gonna drive through it, and his
didn't realize how deep it was, huh?
Car just was silly. Still there the next day, stuck like a truck.
Because they gotta wait till the water to go away, huh?
Yep, and then the police was over there and towed their ass.
Oh.
I was like, ooh, bad news after bad news.
Ticket, all that, huh?
Yep.
Makes no sense.
None at all. None at all. Nonsense. This crazy weather.
Well, I know I saw on Facebook that they're doing in like six different states immigration raid checkpoints.
They really? Trying.
Yes.
I saw. Real?
Yes, well, the stuff is real. I heard they did one in Burbank.
Oh, out here?
Yeah. I don't know how true that is, but.
Like immigration checkpoints?
Yes.
Yeah, like.
Like a DUI checkpoint?
Yeah, so anybody without a license wouldn't even be going through it anyways.
Well, shit, out sometimes here. You get caught up.
Yeah, and don't you know, because one time, you know, I got lucky because he's like, oh, I'm like, what are those lights? I think if I wasn't so intoxicated, I would have known those was checkpoint lights.
I've never been through a checkpoint because I always U-turn. I don't know what y'all
one time I wasn't able to U-turn and I was... Ooh, I was nervous. And I wasn't even drinking, but I always be riding with no license. I didn't know if I had some, if I didn't have none. Are they valid? What the? Oh, my God. But I was good.
Yeah, that's so funny. One time I got caught up in a checkpoint and I didn't have nothing. I just.
But you know your number, right? Because I know my number.
Oh, yeah, no, I knew my number, but I'm saying I didn't have my purse. I didn't. Have like nothing. I was in pajama
shorts. That was programmed like
a
CDC jail number. I know my number.
Yeah, the officer was cool though.
Probably because you look masking. Had you been
well,
colored.
It was an Asian officer, to be honest with you. And yeah, I'm gonna say it again. I got lucky. Thank you.
Okay.
Because he was like, "We're only out here looking for intoxicated people." I said, "I might look intoxicated, but I really just woke up and dropped some stuff off at my cousin's house."
That was luck.
Yeah, it was.
That was luck.
I had on a little funky tank top and some shorts on. It was pretty cool, though. It was pretty cool.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, Miss Sky.
Yeah.
We're going to share your business on this show. You're throwing people under buses. We got a baby shower coming up. I'm about to be a grandma. If the world don't know already, I'm excited. I tell everybody I see, I'm about to be a grandma. I'm already Nana Nessa.
8 weeks and 3 days,
Eight
right?
weeks and 3 days. I feel pregnant and about to bust. How you feeling,
pregnant.
Sky?
I'm feeling anxious. I'm nervous about that delivery time.
Yeah, because Dale, you know, he had a very large head. He has dome now.
So, you know, this baby little, though, compared to the other two.
Well, for now, about 8 weeks and what?
3 days.
That head going to swell up.
See, but I'm excited to see Dale in the room because he's like he like to take charge and he's like, what's that? What's going on? He got to know what's going on at every
I'm
going
to tell you right now.
He's about to wash his hands.
Anessa, make sure you have you some smelling sauce because when his ass pass out, you need to wake him back up.
But shit, it's cool I might pass. He's not going to be allowed below the belt.
Even with that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying he not. Yeah, he gonna be nervous because all the needles and that little machine that goes off.
Yeah, so am I. Shit. So am I.
I already told him. I keep telling him like, hey man, you can't see him actually come out. I'm sorry, I won't allow that to happen.
Ain't fucking up your sex life. Huh?
I can't mess you up like that.
Man, because I'm gonna need that. I'm gonna need my woman's worth. You gonna need to kick in with that. Need you talking about, girl? Did you see that? I ain't doing that.
Not at all.
That's cute. I can't
try to catch the baby.
Catch it. Catch it. It's coming out. Not at all. Not at all.
You fuck around, let go. Be like, I wasn't ready. What Kevin Hart say?
No, nope, he gonna be right on the my baby left be on side. The cord I already hanging. Told him he gotta be on my left side at the top by my shoulder. And even if the doctor say, hey, you wanna come look, I'm gonna pull you back by your collar and tell you no, you can't look.
That's, ooh. Wait for the baby to come.
Yeah.
Hey, but, this is my third one, you feel me?
So therefore,
I did it twice already.
A little insane.
Nope.
No, because she still has to have a girl. This is gonna be a boy. And so she's going to have to tap into her essay side and get on back to the bedroom. And, like, I give you a year.
Nah, you give me, like, my kids are 4 years apart, each of them.
Okay, well, I'll give you a year and a half.
So give me, like, 4 years, and then I'm going to go one more again. And if we get four boys, then that's what it is.
That's not tapping into your essay side.
Man, I'm fully
you
black.
Still you trying to me? Be colored.
Exactly, and I will always do that.
You got to tap into your essay side because they be having them like, yeah, we got to stay in this race. What do you mean?
Well, you know, she told me because I had more than one kid that I was crazy. So she got, this is three, so she part crazy too.
Yeah, the apple don't fall far from the tree.
Not at all. Especially when it come to having babies.
I didn't know I was crazy until just recently. And I was like, oh, I guess I am crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know I had a problem until recently, too. You know, you ever been checked by your own subconscious? You ever check yourself?
Check yourself.
Your own subconscious. Be like, bitch, what's wrong with you? Yeah. You got a problem. Like, wait, I do not have no bitch. You got a problem. And that's you talking to you.
Like, Get it together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely. But shit, there's nothing that therapy can't help. Everyone goes to therapy.
Oh, I don't. I went to therapy one time.
Really?
And I was lying the whole time because I didn't want him to know my business.
Yeah, I would lie too because I don't even know you.
Exactly. I was like,
I've been to therapy once, Augustus Hawkins, but that's because I got into some trouble and if the police came looking for me, I wanted to be able to say I had this problem. And I'm already on file over there at Augustus Hawkins. I'll be talking to people. They trying to help me with this, but I didn't take them pills. I went home, read the book to see what the symptoms was. So when I had to go back, I'm like, ooh, I was feeling like this.
You just told yourself she is not crazy. She read the book to
but
get the symptoms.
But that was then. I've really developed the craziness now. I'm really for real crazy.
But they say women who love hard are crazy.
Yeah, and I love too hard.
And I think most women do love hard. Because if they don't love hard, then I'm no comment. I'll leave it at that.
No, this real woman, real talk.
Yeah, some women don't love hard.
Right,
some
exactly.
Some women don't love at all. Some women is scheming.
Yeah.
And some women just want love.
Yeah. Yes, and to the women out there who just want love and your man don't know how to give it to you, unless you telling them, they're never going to learn how to give it to you.
Unless you check them with your fist. No, I'm just kidding.
See, you got, how you going to tell them about love and shit? You like, how hell I'm supposed to tell you? You the man.
You the man, exactly. And then if I tell you, and then you just doing what I tell you.
Yeah, that means it ain't coming from the heart.
Exactly.
You just doing what I love. She said she want to hear this shit.
No.
Now I'm going to say, oh, don't you look nice today? You don't even mean that shit.
But they might look twice and it's like, oh, damn, she really looked nice today.
We want it to come from the heart, something that you want to tell us. I'll
tell you this. My husband doesn't spend money on flowers for me no more.
Okay.
Like you got roses and all that stuff.
But those was picked, hand-picked with love.
Hand-picked with love.
I stole them out of his mama's garden.
Okay, hey, well, in that case, we're going to leave that alone. Because one day, you know, he's like, baby, I paid over $50 for these. Exactly. Do you know what I could have did with $50?
Man, really?
I could have went and got...
I like flowers. It's the thought that counts.
It is the thought that counts. And originally, 20 years ago, I loved flowers. But then as you get older and you think about what you spend your money on and how you invest.
That's not how I feel. I feel YOLO, ball out.
Because you feel that way today. So when you turn my age.
I'm going to be a baller for real.
We're going to ask you that same question.
And I'm going to have like 6 dozen roses while you asking me.
Hey, you got to play that song. Like you heard that song, I'm a Baller. Have you heard that?
Which one? I'm a Baller.
It's no, it's a new girl, but she's really saying like she broke, she ain't got
nothing. She don't
know
what a baller is.
She's like, I'm balling, but I'm balling.
Right.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to have to, the next time it come on the radio. You heard it?
Yeah, I heard it.
It was so cute. I was like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah. But that's because she doesn't know the definition
of baller. She was on the bus, her car broke down, but I'm still balling.
And I got to walk 50 miles to get home, right? 50 miles to get home, but I'm still balling.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. She had fat pockets balling, I had skinny pockets balling. Balling is balling.
It just depends on your demeanor and your mindset when you balling.
And your definition of balling.
Yeah, because homegirl, like
I
she
got
said,
a hot 25, bitch, I'm up. Shit. I'm up and popping because I can get a pack of Newports, a six-pack of Mickey's, and I'm good.
And you good. Nah.
I'm balling.
If I ain't got a, you know, I'm on a different, yeah, I got to have some G's to be balling.
I don't. If I could order a whole meal from Taco Bell or something, I'm balling.
No. Well, right now, I'm not in my baller status. I, went to vacation and act like I didn't have no sense. Came home with some money, didn't know I had them.
You went all the way to Washington and you brought us no trinkets back.
She didn't bring no presents.
Nothing. Who does that?
And then my son, Chaney, wanted to buy us presents, and she didn't let him.
Oh.
No, you know.
Oh. Fat pockets.
Let me tell you something. That's so funny, because it is. They wanted to go.
See, I didn't try to laugh it out. That's so funny, because it is.
It is, though. But you know what? To that, we did bring y'all trinkets. We just haven't gave it to y'all.
They ain't buying that, huh, Sky?
I'm like, it's.
When
it's,
we get home.
It's about to be my birthday.
When
what you
we get
mean?
Home. We'll, oh, that's. Thank you.
We'll you got a birthday
it,
coming up?
We'll save
my
it for a birthday.
13 days.
We'll save it for a birthday gift.
13.
Perfect.
Well,
thank
my birthday
you.
In November. I'm going to need my train.
thank
13
you,
days?
Sky, for giving me, ooh. Giving you an Angel birthday gift. That we're going
to
save.
Oh, you better
for.
Buy Angel 2 cakes. Because she always comes like, man, I'm about to give this girl 2 cakes. Cause she.
Oh, I'm going to get her one of them caramel cakes.
Yeah, get
Does
her.
Does she like that? Does yeah. she eat some of that?
I don't think she ate none, but she'll like it. Yeah. But she always go, I didn't get a cake for my 18th birthday. I didn't get a cake for this birthday. I said, I'm about to get this girl 3 cakes and put these different cages on there.
So one for the year you crying about.
Exactly. For real, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to get her a caramel cake. But you got to remind me.
She's a
spoiled
brat. Her
birthday is in what? Hold on. Let me tell you.
The 28th of February.
What is today?
Oh, really?
Next week. Yeah, next Sunday. Next Monday.
Okay.
Tuesday. Her birthday is on Tuesday, next Tuesday.
I'm going to have to put that order in.
Ooh.
That's what's up.
So, I just want to thank everybody for coming and watching us live at Real Women Real Talk.
Real Women Real Talk.
And I am your host,
Sometimes
Selena Coleman.
Real. I'm going to have to start
Sometimes
writing my shit
enough.
Down, I want to say, because I just be talking. Don't know what I'm saying.
And I guess we got 8 weeks and 3 days for
me to be a grandma. She's a grandma already.
Yeah.
I'm Nana Nessa already, Chaney and Tyson, much love. But I'm about to be a real spitting granny. So that means I'm going to have to make some life different changes and choices. Because grandmama can't be out there just cussing people out.
Definitely.
Unless necessary.
Definitely.
You know, I just can't be.
My grandma was a G all the way up, and she tried to sock me 2 weeks before she passed.
Oh.
Yeah, in the face.
Well, that's why your mama was acting like that.
Exactly. She didn't play that.
So this shit is in y'all blood. I got to dip my baby soon as he come
blood.
Out. Look, soon as this baby come out, I'm at
it. The men is different. The men are sweeter than the women in our family.
But he still got a little of that SA blood coming in him.
It's cool.
It is. It's cool.
It's Puerto Rican blood.
We're going to have him dipped immediately. Soon as he come out. Bless him, Pastor. Dip him.
I guess I'm lucky because I have been dipped, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been
I'd
dipped.
Probably be off the chain.
I need a re-dipping. I need to be dipped every other day.
Probably me too.
Man, I need to be dipped.
Sky been dipped.
In sauce. I'm just kidding, guys.
She ain't playing. You just said it's your third baby. You've been dipped. Dipped, right. Flipped, and ripped.
Man.
Oh, that's good, though.
Yep, I got the scar to prove it. But, yeah, I was just filling in for Tasty J, who was in the emergency room with her son.
Oh, okay. Hope all is well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to send out prayers to her.
Yeah.
And her son. Hope he gets better. He has, some breathing issues from time to time.
Okay, well, all this rain, it'll do it. Mm-hmm. The wind blowing, all this pollen, all this dust, all these trees. It damn near blew me.
I'm sure.
I lost my umbrella. I was like, can somebody walk me to my car? But don't nobody know what happened to me.
All right. So we'll see you next week on Real Women Real Talk.
Holla. Nasty neighbor.